One of my favorite ways to invest is real estate, but not everyone wants to handle tenants and toilets. Enter Fundrise. They make it easy to invest in real estate with their flagship fund. Now, as always, you always have to carefully consider the investment objectives and risks of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. But right now, demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. And the Fundrise flagship fund plans on going on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes, with just as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/PFP. As always, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/PFP. That's fundrise.com/PFP. This is a paid advertisement. Spring is a great time of year to do some cleaning around the house and clean up your finances. And something else that you can do for your family this spring is shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses, things like mortgage payments, credit card payments, car loans, or even college costs. I have a wife and two kids, with a third on the way, by the way, and business partners that all depend on my income. So I needed life insurance, and Policy Genius made that so incredibly easy. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. On this episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, founder of MasterMoney.co. And today on the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency. If you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram at MasterMoney.co and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast to. And if you want to help out the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And also, check us out on YouTube at Master Money on YouTube as well. Now, today, we're going to talk about a topic that you may see nonstop in the news. And we haven't touched on this subject yet, and there's a lot of reasons why. And one of them is, I've been working out my feelings on how I feel about this subject. Because this could be one of the most confusing for some of you, or you may be an expert. And today, we're going to be talking about crypto or cryptocurrency. And you may have heard about it from Elon Musk's tweets, or your coworker saying they made a bunch of money by buying Dogecoin to the moon. And there's a ton of hype in this space. Now, before we get into this episode, guys, I want you to understand something. When we're talking about cryptocurrency, you need to be cautious and you need to tread lightly. There are a lot of people out there giving advice on TikTok or YouTube, and they are giving very bad advice specifically about cryptocurrency. But there's also very smart people out there, very intelligent business owners, people who have built empires along the way, who are talking about cryptocurrency in a positive light. And those are the types of people that you need to be listening to. Because the Joe Schmo out there on TikTok is not a person that you want to be following when it comes to this subject, because you can get yourself into trouble. Now, the key here is to gather information, keep your emotions in check, and get an understanding of how you can handle crypto and how you can look at it for your portfolio specifically. Now, if you're the type of person who you love crypto, you're all in on crypto in the future, then that's fine. There is nothing wrong with that. And you have to believe in the change in the fiscal policies for you to be all in on crypto. You have to believe the entire financial system will dramatically change forever. And if you believe that, there's nothing wrong with that, because that is very well a possibility in the long run, because we can't predict the future. And if someone tells you they can predict the future, tell them to take a map, turn it upside down, and get lost, because nobody can predict the future. So that very well could happen. In fact, the most wild thing about the cryptocurrency wave is the people who actually believed early on, the folks who believed early on in this wave, have gone from a modest net worth to multi-million dollar net worth. That's one of the cool things about this movement, is folks went from having no wealth to generational wealth with a small amount of money. I am all for that all day long. I am all for people betting some money on something and in the end being right and building generational wealth for their family. This is life-changing stuff for people. And if you're completely out on crypto, then you just believe that the financial system is going to stay exactly how it is and there's going to be no change whatsoever. And then there's people who fall into the middle. You want to see where crypto is heading, and you're willing to read and partake more and learn as much as possible about crypto as you go along. You're not all in, but you're not a complete skeptic either. This is where most people I know fall. But here's one thing I'll tell you guys. You cannot argue with the returns of cryptocurrency. In fact, Bitcoin is the best performing asset in the past decade by far, with returns upward of 1.4 million percent. I mean, I don't even think we've ever seen anything like that. 1.4 million percent. So even if you are a skeptic, you have to admit at this point in time that returns are extremely impressive in the past decade. You could get into Bitcoin for 50 cents, 25 cents, a dollar, and now it's worth, at the time I'm recording this, $58,000. So there's a number of lessons sitting there. One is, groupthink is extremely powerful. Just look at what all the Wall Street Bets people did on Reddit, where they pumped up the price of AMC. They pumped up the price of GameStop. Groupthink is a very powerful thing. But like we said, just understand this. No matter where you stand, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. People who pound the table about Bitcoin do not know for certain what Bitcoin's future is. They have a speculation of what Bitcoin's future is, but they do not know for certain. But they believe in the currency. They believe in the structure and the future of the currency. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you think about this, the same goes for the US dollar. Any person who believes in the US dollar believes the same thing. They believe in that financial institution. They believe that's going to be the future. But think about this for a second. The US dollar is technically made up. It's a piece of paper that's printed. And if you really think about it, nobody actually knows the true rules of the U.S. dollar. How many U.S. dollars are in circulation? Who is profiting on the U.S. dollar? Who's the shareholders of the Fed? What is the criteria for deciding how many U.S. dollars to produce? That's a big one right now. We're producing a lot of dollars in the form of stimulus packages. And who's deciding that? There's a number of different things that are going on that you just have to think through this, and cryptocurrency is encompassing in all this, and this conversation is being had because crypto is such a big wave right now. So to say that you can tell me what direction the currency is going to go, you have to understand the supply and demand and be able to predict the future. I'll tell everybody up front, I stand in the middle, and I'll tell you how I handle cryptocurrency in my portfolio later in the show. And yeah, I've got extreme FOMO by not getting into Bitcoin early. I knew about Bitcoin back in 2012 and I didn't get into Bitcoin, but I was an extreme skeptic at the beginning. So let me tell you a few things I learned just by missing that boat alone, just by missing the boat of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency early on. In the future, I'm just going to buy a little. If I just owned one Bitcoin for a dollar, boy, oh boy, would that be fun, huh? Or what if you spent 50 bucks? 75 bucks, 100 bucks, just to see where this thing is going to go. Money that you can lose, money that you don't mind losing in the long run. The second lesson I learned is don't just write something off automatically without looking deeper into it. And understanding both sides of the argument is something that I need to do for every single asset. So if you're asking me and you're here to find out, should you invest in cryptocurrency? Should it be a big portion of your portfolio? You need to understand what you're investing in. So here's what I can tell you. If cryptocurrency is truly going to take off, even more so than it already has, specifically Bitcoin, then a little is all I need. And if it's a bubble that's going to burst one day, if there's a economic crash, then a little is all I want. Let me say that again so you understand the magnitude here. If cryptocurrency is going to fly like a rocket ship and Bitcoin's going to go to $1 million, a little is all I need. But if it's a bubble that's going to burst one day, then a little is all I want. So, if you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency, then let's get into it.
Now is a great time of year to get your finances in order. And no matter what your financial goals are this year, when you use Chime's online checking account, you can cross all those financial to-dos off your list. Chime's online checking account has tons of benefits that millions of members love, like fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus, get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, all while managing your money on the go 24/7. And you get access to over 60,000 ATMs. So start building your credit and open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/PFP. That's chime.com/PFP. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. The key to winning in any business is making sure you have the right business partner. An example is Procter & Gamble or Ben & Jerry. But what about the perfect partners when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. And most people know one of your biggest struggles when it comes to starting an online business is finding new customers, and Shopify can help you do that. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PFP, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/PFP now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/PFP. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/personal finance. Just go to Indeed.com/personal finance right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/personal finance. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. One of the hardest things about managing your money is figuring out where it's all going. And most of us are trying to save for several goals at once, which can feel like a daunting task to see if you're on track or even on pace to accomplishing your goals. But there is a tool that makes it so much easier, and it's called Monarch Money. They help you track your money flow without taking a ton of time and energy. And Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor. And you can invite them with an extra account with their own login at no extra cost to collaborate with you. And Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can create custom budgets, set notifications, and you can set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications. And after trying Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/PFP. That's monarchmoney.com/PFP for your extended 30-day free trial. All right, so we're going to get into Crypto 101. And I want you guys to just understand what crypto is, what cryptocurrency is. If you've never really looked into it, I'm just going to give you as simple of an explanation as I possibly can on what crypto is. And to make it the bare bones simple explanation, it's just digital cash. And there are going to be a number of things that may make this feel like it's more complicated than it is. At its core, cryptocurrency is just digital money. And it's really just digital money that's designed to be used over the internet. Bitcoin launched in 2008. You're going to hear me talk about Bitcoin a lot because it's the most popular cryptocurrency on the market. And it launched in 2008, and it was the first cryptocurrency. And it remains by far the biggest cryptocurrency, the most influential, the most well-known. And there's a number of other cryptocurrencies that have grown out of this. Some of the most popular cryptocurrencies by market cap, I'm going just by market cap here, are Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin. And some of these are similar to Bitcoin, and some are based on different technology. So that's some of the differentiator where a lot of people can get tripped up, because each cryptocurrency does different types of things. That's why Bitcoin is one of the more easy ones to understand, just because it is literally digital money. So when you utilize cryptocurrency and when you spend money with cryptocurrency, there's no need for a middleman like a bank or a payment processor or anything like that. You can just transfer it globally and it's near instant 24/7. So crypto is always moving 24/7. There's no stock market close, stock market open. It's trading 24/7. And why a lot of people are into cryptocurrency and why a lot of people buy all into cryptocurrency is it's not issued or controlled by a government or any other central authority like the federal government. Instead, they're managed by peer-to-peer networks of computers running free and open-sourced software. Generally, anyone who wants to participate in cryptocurrency can. So people in the poorest of nations can participate in cryptocurrency. Maybe they don't have access to the stock market, but this is something that they can actually participate in, which is something that is very interesting because it's all-inclusive. So then you may have the question here. Well, if there's no bank or government involved, how is crypto even secure? How would that something like that be secure if it's literally decentralized? And this is where a lot of people get tripped up. Crypto is secure because of a technology called blockchain. Now, there's 300-page books on blockchain. Blockchain is a very intricate technology. You could do all sorts of things with blockchains. But to make this as simple as possible, a cryptocurrency blockchain is just similar to a bank's balance sheet or a ledger. And this is where the origination of Bitcoin actually came from. It came out of blockchain technology and blockchain technology advancing over time. And each currency has its own blockchain. I don't want to get too far into the weeds on blockchain. We'll do a separate episode on blockchain because that's where we'll kind of dig deeper because I don't want to confuse any of you guys. But if you just think of it as the bank's ledger, that's what you have to understand specifically when it comes to something like Bitcoin. So no company or country or third party is in control of it and anyone can participate in it. And it because of blockchain. So here are some key concepts and some key pros when it comes to cryptocurrency. One of which is buying things and transferability is seamless, where you can transfer money from people across the world in an instant. And then there's privacy, where you don't have to provide personal information to a merchant or give them a bunch of information that you don't need to be providing to a merchant. It's completely private on that spectrum. Now, this can lead to negative things as well, like people in the black market utilizing cryptocurrency instead of paying with cash so they can't be traced. So there's things that are pros and cons to each of these, but typically for most people who have good intentions and are looking to buy goods and services, privacy is a good thing. It has portability. So because it's not tied to a financial institution, you can use it anywhere that accepts cryptocurrency. And as I'm recording this episode, the things that accept cryptocurrency are growing more and more and more, specifically with Bitcoin. A lot of people are starting to accept Bitcoin now first as the major cryptocurrency. But you can buy a lot of things like art or various other things with all kinds of cryptocurrencies, including Ethereum. And then there's transparency, where Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, some of these other ones, they all trade in public networks. So because of this, a lot of people say there's no room for manipulation. And then also another characteristic of cryptocurrency is it's irreversible. So unlike a credit card payment, cryptocurrency payments can't be reversed. Now this can be good and it can be bad, but you can't reverse a transaction with a cryptocurrency if it goes through. So it reduces the likelihood of being defrauded, but at the same time, if you make a transaction by mistake and you need to get your money back, it's already gone. You can't get it back. You can't reverse a transaction unless somebody sends it back because they understand that you actually sent it by accident. Those are just some characteristics of cryptocurrency. You could do way deeper dives than what I'm doing here, but what I'm trying to do is give you the baseline and the understanding, the cryptocurrency 101, if you will, so that you have a basic understanding of what it's for. Because if you just understand that it's digital cash and it has some additional pros that a lot of people who transact with cash do not have, then it may be of interest to you. You're probably here wondering, well, should I be investing in cryptocurrency? Is this something I should actually be investing in? Or should I look at other investment options? Well, I'm going to talk about how I invest in cryptocurrency next. So I've only been investing in cryptocurrency for just the past couple years. Now, I was extremely skeptical at first, and here's why.
Cryptocurrency, if you've listened to me talk about investments before, cryptocurrency is missing one of the key characteristics that I care most about, and that is intrinsic value. Cryptocurrency has zero intrinsic value. Now, this is not always bad because other things have zero intrinsic value as well. All other currencies have zero intrinsic value, and so does gold. Gold has zero intrinsic value, meaning it doesn't have dividends that it spits off. It doesn't have a balance sheet or a P&L. It doesn't spit off cash. What cryptocurrency is based on is speculation. It's what someone else out there is willing to pay you for that cryptocurrency. So if someone's willing to pay you $100,000 for one Bitcoin, then you could sell it to them right now for $100,000. But if they're only willing to pay you $20,000 for that Bitcoin, then that's all you're going to get for that Bitcoin. Now understand this, because that's all based on speculation. Where does that number come from? Where does the $60,000 come from? It's not based on a P&L. It's not based on a balance sheet. It's not backed up by anything, truly. It's based on what someone else is willing to give you for that currency. The other reason why I had an issue with it is because it's extremely volatile. Now, volatility a lot of times can lead to larger returns if it's a good investment. A 1,000,000% return shows that. But extreme volatility is something that is going to be a wild ride, specifically for your emotion. If you're an emotional investor, this is not the best option for you because it goes up and down like crazy. In addition, volatility also leads to people making bad decisions if they don't have control of their emotion. Some of these things are why I don't always talk about it for every single person. I don't think it's for every single person because the volatility could freak people out and they make bad decisions. And the last one is, like we talked about, it's speculative. Now, speculation doesn't mean you won't make money. As we can see, you can make a lot of money with cryptocurrency. But the only way you're going to make money with cryptocurrency is if someone is willing to pay more for it than you did. That's the only way. Those were the reasons why I had some issues with it. But guess what? Your boy can't argue with returns. And when we're talking about investing, returns are king. Consistent returns are the greater asset, which is why I talk about index funds all the time. But returns are king. So, how much cryptocurrency do I personally have? Because this is a question that I constantly get all the time. Crypto is a very small percentage of my portfolio. How small? It's about 1% to 2% of my portfolio. I actually still keep it as part of the speculation portion of my portfolio, because guess what? It's a speculative investment. Now, is that a bad thing? Like I said, it's not a bad thing. And do I wish I had a ton more way back in the day? Absolutely. And could it go way, way up? And I'm gonna wish I had more right now? For sure. That could absolutely happen. But the way I invest and the way I do things is I want consistent returns that cast a wide net of diversification, that I know I'm going to receive consistent returns, where small amounts of money over time will build up to large amounts of money. And then I leave a small portion of my portfolio for speculative investments, cryptocurrencies, NFTs, gold, commodities, all these different things. So I only buy two cryptocurrencies at the moment. I actually hold three. I'll tell you about the third one in a second. But at the moment, I only buy Bitcoin, the most popular cryptocurrency out there, and Ethereum. Now, Ethereum is very different than Bitcoin. There's a lot of different technology based in Ethereum, and we'll have a whole episode about Ethereum as well. But those are the two main two that I buy. Now, I also hold, I initially bought $60 worth of Dogecoin as a joke. I don't recommend that to anybody. I'm not saying that you should go out and do that. That's not one that I would look at. I bought it as a joke for 1 cent, $60 worth for 1 cent. And that has done very well for me, but I don't recommend doing that. One reason why I buy Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is the main one that I buy, is because there is a limited supply. There's only 21 million Bitcoin out there. And so the way I see it is I see Bitcoin as this generation's gold, because there's only a limited amount of gold out there, and gold is a speculative investment. It ebbs and flows based on what someone's willing to pay you for it. So that's the majority of where my money goes. I set up automatic transfers every single month. Make sure it's a small percentage of my portfolio. It goes into the brokerage account, and then I buy Bitcoin and then a little bit of Ethereum. So those are the main two that I buy. And then there are other things that I'm testing out, like seeing what Bitcoin Cash and what kind of interest rates you can get on lending your Bitcoin and things like that. So there's a lot of things that I'm testing out. And I'll keep you guys posted on that, and maybe I'll do some YouTube videos to track the progress on that. But these are all things that I'm looking into. Now, do I buy altcoins or alternative coins? As of right now, I don't buy any altcoins at all. The reason why is I'm trying to wait to see and figure out which ones are going to start to come out ahead, because I think 90% of altcoins are trash. That's just my opinion. But I think 10% will kind of come out ahead and 90% of them are trash. And that's how I do it. So it's a small percentage of my portfolio, but it's something that I do think exposure to is something of interest, especially if you're putting it into the speculative. So if you're new to this, a small percentage of your portfolio, there's nothing wrong with doing that as long as you're taking care of the big things. You're hitting your Roth IRA. You're getting your employer match. You have an emergency fund. All of these pieces are important first before you go out and start buying loads and loads of this stuff. Now, if you're all in on Bitcoin, you believe in Bitcoin, you think it's going to the moon, I have no problem with that. There's no issue here, but just make sure that you understand your investment and that you're taking care of your retirement and your other big items as well while you're going all in on that. Now, we'll have future episodes about cryptocurrency, and as it evolves, we will talk about it much more. But I wanted to give you guys the bird's eye view, the cryptocurrency 101, if you will, so you guys had the basic understanding of how this works. And if you want the one-line explanation of what it is, it's digital cash. That's the one-line explanation. And it's something that goes up and down over time, and it's a speculative investment that people are willing to pay a lot for right now, specifically when talking about Bitcoin. So we'll have a whole episode on Bitcoin so you can get a deep dive on that. We'll have one on Ethereum, and we'll have one on blockchain as well coming up. But all these are things that should at least slightly pique your interest. Now, should any of these replace you going out and buying your index funds and aggressively trying to go after financial independence or anything like that? No. And if you don't understand what you're investing in, you shouldn't be investing in it. We talk about this all the time. But is it something that you should be watching? And if you're taking care of the big things, that you can look into potentially putting some of your investment money into that asset? Absolutely. That's something that you can definitely do. I'm not completely against that at all. And if you're all in on it, there's nothing wrong with that, because you could be the catapult for change. You could be the person who's the catapult for change. So listen, I hope you guys learned some new information about cryptocurrency and how it works and what it was made to do. And if you have any questions about this episode, hit me up on Instagram at MasterMoneyCo. And follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast to. And if you want to help out the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for leaving your 5-star reviews. It's truly helping out the show and helping other people learn how to build generational wealth as well. And we're coming out with 2 YouTube videos a week. We're trying to get fresh content out to you guys on the YouTube channel, Master Money on YouTube. So check that out as well if you're interested in some more content on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll see you on the next episode. Everyone's heard the saying, you have to spend money to make money. But everything in life, from travel to starting a business, is expensive. Which is why I want to tell you about a new podcast I love that will teach you all the tactics, tricks, and tips you need to upgrade your life, money, and even travel, all while spending less and saving more. It's called All the Hacks, and it's a top-ranked show hosted by my good friend Chris Hutchins.
a financial optimizer, an entrepreneur who's racked up millions of points, and he sold two companies. And if you want to rethink the way you're spending money, you have to check out the episode 91 with Bill Perkins and why you should be optimizing for net fulfillment and not net worth and striving to die with zero. All the Hacks has something for everyone, and I'm sure you'll find a new tactic that you can apply to your own life, whether it's a money hack that increases your net worth or a routine change that boosts your productivity. So check out All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your wallet will thank you later.